It is a great zchus, Baruch Hashem, to begin Sefer Shmuel. And in Parak Aleph, Chapter 1, we read of the dramatic story of Elkanah with his two wives, Hannah and Penina. Penina, of course, blessed with numerous children, and Hannah struggles with infertility. And as we saw in the Parak, Hannah, in a moment of almost complete desperation, goes to the Mishkan, pours out her heart before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eli HaKohen, the high priest, who apparently had never seen such an intense, prayerful connection, Pasuk says, Chashvel al Shikora. He thought that she was drunk. He thought that she was intoxicated and therefore was losing herself in this almost type of spiritual experience, but not out of spirituality, not out of holiness, but out of drunkenness. And he admonishes her. Chana then responds, and she says, Chas v'shalom, I'm not drunk, but I'm maras nefesh, I'm broken. And the commentaries point out something very interesting. The commentaries point out, why is it that Eli thought that she was drunk? Now, obviously on the most basic level, he had never seen someone daven like this. Remember, Chana herself, her tefillah is the source for many of the halachos of prayer as we have it today. But the Malbim and others point out something very interesting. They say that, remember, the Kohen Gadol, the way that he was often able to understand and intuit the word of God was through the choshen, through the breastplate, which had the 12 stones with the names of the shvatim engraved on it. And the fold behind the choshen was what's called the Urim Tumim, the 72-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was almost like a battery for the choshen that allowed it to operate. And the Kohen Gadol, would be able to ask a question from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Ribbono Shel Olam would answer by having different letters light up in the Kohen to put that message together. But interestingly enough, the letters sometimes did not come in order, and the Kohen Gadol required some level of Ruach HaKodesh, some spirit of prophecy, in order to be able to understand what HaKodesh Baruch Hu ultimately, again, was conveying. So when Eli consulted HaKodesh Baruch Hu and said, what's happening over here? So the letters that came up was Shin Chaf Resh Hey. Again, now Shin Chaf Resh Hey, when you spell it out, spells Shikora. Shikora, so Eli said, okay, she's drunk. But in fact, the same letters of Shin Chaf Resh Hey also spell Kshera, meritorious, righteous, good. Eli misconstrued the letters. He just saw Shikora as opposed to Kshera. And that's why Chana says to him, Chas v'shalom, I'm not drunk, I'm not Shikora, I'm a Kshera. And of course, the incredible Musar for us is that we see things happen in life, we see people do things, we see people say things, and there's often such a rush to judgment. But just like the Kohen Gadol needs Ruach HaKodesh in order to interpret the letters that HaKodesh Baruch Hu is highlighting on the Choshen, right? Even the Kohen Gadol needs an additional layer of insight and understanding to intuit the Word of God. Halach has kama v'kama, all the more so. When we see things in life, we see people do things, we see people say things, how we have to be so careful not to rush to judgment. We have to be so careful to use our own spirit of prophecy, our own intuition, to say, okay, I know it looks this way, but perhaps just because it looks this way doesn't mean it actually is that way. Just as Eli made a little bit of a rush to judgment, thinking that Chana was the Shikora instead of the Kshera, we must too avoid that same rush to judgment. You see something, you hear something, take the time to understand, take the time to intuit, and in doing so, we have a greater probability of reaching appropriate conclusions.